Stocks are very easy to trade. There's one price, there's one stock. It goes up, you make money if you own it. If it goes down, you lose money. If you're shorted, it goes down, you make money. It goes up, you lose money. It's a real simple game here. Options are a much more sophisticated product. So when you're looking for brokers for stocks, everybody and their mother knows the easy game. When you get into options, for instance, or maybe, you know, currencies or futures or commodities, where it's a little more of a more sophisticated game, the brokers need to know more. Quite often, they don't. So the more sophisticated the product, the fewer brokers actually understand what you're doing. Now, I need really two major things out of my broker. And price is not it. Price is not it. Because everybody has a competitive price. One firm doesn't have an incredibly low price and another one has an incredibly high price. It doesn't work that way. The one that's high price will be out of business. So right off the bat, we already know that the prices are going to be comparable. So let's throw that out. Let's look at two things. Talent and technology, the two T's. When I want a broker, I want to use a platform that gives me all of the analytic tools that I've now been trained how to use. I mean, it's senseless that you, like, for instance, you take my course, I teach you all these great analytic tools, and you're ready to go, and you understand their importance and their significance, and you go to your broker, and you hit up their platform, and none of those tools are there. You want to have a broker that really has the proper tools for you to use. That's the technology. Talent. Like you said, shouldn't my broker be able to help me? Yes, he should. Does he most of the time? No, especially in the more sophisticated products.
And why is that? What's going on in the brokerage industry?
They're salesmen, they're not traders. You know what it's like? It's like when you go to buy a car, the guy who comes to greet you on the lot is not a mechanic. He doesn't know how that car works. He doesn't understand anything. All he knows is what he's been rehearsed. Okay? It's got bucket seats. It's 280 horsepower. Oh, you look good in that car. Whew, man, that car is made for you. Well, tell me about the way the manifold's constructed. You know, he's not going to know that. His job is to get you to buy that car. He was told in a sales meeting that morning that, look, the 2007s are coming in. We've got 10 2006 leftovers on the lot. Let's push some people in there. Let's get some deals going. That's what he's going to do. And brokers are the same thing. So when your car breaks down, do you take it back to the salesman?
Clearly not.
You take it to the mechanic. Because the salesman doesn't know anything. All his job was to get you in that car. Same with the broker. His job is after he has his sales meeting with the uppers at the brokerage who tell him, look, we got this new hedge fund starting. We want to get people in there. Here are your bullet points. A lot of these guys read right off a card. They read the bullet points of what they're trying to sell right off the card. They're salesmen. They're not technicians. When you need advice on trading, hey, listen, I'm looking at this chart here. I've got a positive MACD crossover with a high stochastic. You know, this thing looks like it's got a bullish engulfing candle bouncing off a 50-day moving average. What's my best option, you know, strategy to take advantage of this? Your broker's going to say, hold on, that's another line. I'll get back to you. Because he doesn't know. That's not his job. He's not a trader. He's a salesman.
Are there exceptions to that rule? Are there brokers you found who have quality advice and talent to provide?
You know, obviously in the stock market itself, just simple stock trading, yes, I do know a lot of brokers that do know some good stuff. When we get into the sophisticated products, very few, very few. And that's why it's so hard to find your good currency broker. It's hard to find a good options broker. It's tough to find a good futures broker because the more sophisticated the product, the less talent the brokerage firms have.